Well, good morning, everybody, again. And today we're going to talk about a topic that might be a little bit, it might sound like it's not uplifting at all. Getting ready to fail. And you're like, what? Just as a show of hands today, as you raise your hand, tell me who in this room enjoys getting up in the morning knowing or hoping that you're going to fail. And I don't believe you. I mean, maybe to some degree. But we don't really, it's not necessarily in our nature to get up in the morning expecting to fail, is it? I mean, perhaps if you have a self-esteem issue in your life, and that's something completely else that, you know, at some point we can talk about. But today, I'm pretty sure in reality that many of us, if not most of us, would not want to fail. I see your hand. It's okay. But we don't want to fail, do we? We in our world today, there is this notion that if you don't succeed, if you're not noticed, if you don't have as many likes on Facebook or whatever else, you might not be a success. And sometimes success, we get success all mixed up. And I recognize that. In your insert this morning, there are some notes that you can take a note of, and you can keep if you're ADHD or ADD like me, you need some help. But before we do anything else right now, let's just bow our heads and ask the Lord to guide us in our conversation this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to share in your word. I ask right now as we open up the Bible, as we read the story of Joshua and the Israelites, that you would instill in us, you'd recognize for us, help us to recognize the lesson that you are helping us see today. We thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. So if you have your Bibles handy, in Joshua chapter 7, we're going to look at Joshua chapter 7 and 8. And the chapter prior to 7, which would be, of course, 6. Sorry, that was for me. But the one prior, there's a story about how God instructs the Israelites to take Jericho. And unfortunately, they didn't do it the way God had instructed them. Some things were taken in which God said, don't take anything. And there are consequences to those kinds of action. When God says something and we do the opposite, what is it called?
Disobedience.
And sin, which is the thing. And so we know intrinsically in our lives that you and I are not, you know, we are called to live a life worthy of God. And when we disobey him, it's called sin. And in Achan's case, which is an Israelite, and those with him, he sinned. And so we're going to talk about this morning. But you know, I'm a fan of basketball. I don't know if you like sports at all. And if you're not, I apologize for this analogy. But one of my favorite basketball stars right now is Steph Curry. And he's a Golden State Warriors basketball player. And a lot of these basketball stars, including Steph Curry, what they do before they even begin the game, they take hundreds of practice shots every game. Before they get out on the court, before tip-off time, they take hundreds of shots around the perimeter, inside, and so on and so forth. And Steph Curry is no different. And he gets out there early, and he practices and practices and practices. And one of his mantras that he says before starting a game, and it speaks of talking about success, is that he says the words, lock in. Lock in. What does that mean, lock in? It means focus. It means time to zoom in, focus on the game ahead. The question we have spiritually this morning is, do we have our spiritual face on? Are we ready? Are we locked in? You see, when we follow God's ways, we can prepare to receive God's results. Let me say that again. When we follow God's ways, we can prepare to receive God's results. And triumph, these triumphs that we see, we can embrace and pursue God's plans. However, Joshua and the children of Israel were about to learn a tragic lesson, that past victories are no guarantee to succeed, continued success in their lives. Past victories, we can't rely on those. We can't get cocky. We can't become so self-assured that we lose sight of what's going on in the present. And so in this topic, this sermon theme of stories today, let's delve into this story. Because I think there's something here that we can learn together. So, following God's plan requires us to be completely dependent upon Him. You know, see, the defeat of Ai involved two miscalculations. See, these guys, the Israelites, they had just had this victory, and now we have another story in which they're supposed to win again. Well, we know what happens in these stories when you're supposed to win. Sometimes it doesn't always happen. If a sports analogy, last night was supposed to be another UFC win by a top belt contender, and he was beaten by a guy who came in last minute. And see, sometimes these assurances aren't necessarily a sure win. And the same could go for the Israelites, as they were going to go after this town of Ai, these people of Ai. And in the first, this is the very first failure of Joshua and his leadership. It's a very difficult thing to think about, failure. And as we explore it again this morning, I hope and pray that we can find something that we can apply to our lives. You see, the second violation of Achan's sin was a violation of God's instructions for the Battle of Jericho. And when we do not follow God's instructions or directions, we get ready to fail. We get ready to fail. So, let's go to the next slide. And get your notes ready if you get a chance. And I want to encourage you as we look at this to take notes, take note of the scriptures as well as we read them together. And if you are of able body and you can look at these verses as I call them out, please, by all means, read them for us today. I don't mind some extra help along the way. But Joshua chapter 7 and Joshua chapter 8 is where we're going to be. And here's the first thing. For continued victory, we must, in life, we must do this. Here, and before we get to that first thing, we live in an existential life, don't we? We look at ourselves and we see that God wants to do something in us. And sometimes we can get off track, can't we? I know I can. I'm hoping you're shaking your head because I don't want to be the only one. Sometimes I can get off track in my life. And maybe you can too. Sometimes I can get distracted by things in my life. And when God instructs us to do something, we're called to follow Him. We're called to listen. We're called to obey. And that's difficult for many of us, including myself. Do you know there's a word in the Greek that's called charis? It's the word where we get the word charisma from. Charis. And what it means is this favor, affection, like the loving charis of God, the charis that you kind of pronounce it maybe in our vocabulary. It's the loving kindness or favor of God. And in this story we see this morning, the Israelites have lost this charis with God, this favor. And so if we are to have continued victory today, you and me, in this church, in the body of Christ, as we go out this week, if we are to have a continued victory in life, we must, here it is, the first one, we must avoid self-confidence. That's the first thing. We must avoid self-confidence. Only God knows the right way. And look at Joshua again, Joshua chapter 7. 1 through 3. Does someone have that? Want to read with me? Read for me. Joshua 7, 1 through 3. All right, did you catch that? This lesson, before they took this, or they were going to, Jericho was a major success, was it not? God had instructed them through the angel and Joshua to go around that city and march, and on this certain time, they were to blare that, and the walls came a-tumbling down, right? We know the song. And that happened. It was a major victory. They took this formidable town across a river. And then they go up to Ai, or Ai, and it's not as big as Jericho. It has less of fortifications. And they're like, we don't need God in this plan, forgive me, but this is kind of their attitude. We can take this. We don't even bring all the troops this time. Just bring a small amount because we don't want to get them all tired out. And what happens? They were self-confident, and they didn't really rely on God for this moment. Joshua reused a tactic that God had instructed him to use previously, perhaps thinking that this was God's accepted way of preparing for battle. Perhaps he was confident, having seen this approach used before to accomplish God's plan. But you know what? We need to remember that God chooses his own ways, his own outcomes, and sometimes the criteria by which we get there. So self-confidence was a mistake by Joshua, because you know what? And the people, they presumed to know how to approach Ai. Go up and spy out the country. And see, their self-confidence was a mistake. Joshua presumed to know how to fight them as well. It says, do not weary all the people there, for the people of Ai are few, verse 3 says. And then again, self-confidence was a mistake, because Joshua presumed also to believe that he could triumph again, because again, Ai was a lot smaller than Jericho. Do you see the overconfidence going on here in the people of Israel? The second thing we need to avoid if we are going to receive and have continued victory is to avoid self-assurance. What's the difference between self-confidence and self-assurance? Well, look at verses 4 through 9 with me. Verses 4 through 9. So about 3,000 went up, but they were routed by the men of Ai, who killed about 36 of them. They chased the Israelites from the city gate as far as the stone quarries and struck them down the slopes. At this, the hearts of the people melted in fear and became like water. And then on down to the 9th verse. Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell face down to the ground before the ark of the Lord, remaining there till evening. The elders of Israel did the same and sprinkled dust on their heads. And Joshua said, "Alas, sovereign Lord, why did you ever bring us, this people, across the Jordan to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? If only we had been content to stay on the other side of the Jordan. Pardon your servant, Lord. What can I say now that the Israelites have been routed by its enemies? The Canaanites and the other people of the country will hear about this, and they will surround us and wipe us out. Our name from this earth will be wiped out. What then will you do for your great name?" You see, only God can give continued victories. That's quite a mourning or a lament, isn't it, that Joshua shares before God. Joshua's self-confidence led him to be self-assured regarding the victory over Ai. But unfortunately, he missed one very important aspect to following God's plan: seeking his direction for each and every step. You see, I think we can get ahead of ourselves too. We can think that we know what God wants us to do, but yet we never check with him. And that's a danger, because sometimes we're out of step with God when that happens. We get like 17,000 steps ahead of him, and he's like, whoa, slow down. One thing at a time. It's like that song we heard during the offertory. Just breathe. Slow down. You know, seeking his direction for each step is important. And as a result here, that Joshua didn't seek that step for that direction for each step, Israel's forces of 3,000 men, they were routed by Ai. And the hearts of the people melted, it says in verse 5, and became like water. That's quite a euphemism or metaphor, isn't it? They melted. All of their confidence from last victory meant nothing now. Think about that. And maybe you've been there. All the victories you had before, and then you get this one defeat, and you feel as if you are not valuable or important anymore. Have you been there? I have. And you know, sometimes you get all these encouragements and all these nice words people say to you, but you always remember that one cruel thing or that one mean thing that was said to you, right? You feel like me? That's like me too. And these things stick with you, and yet we tend to forget all the victories and all the warm things and the things that we need to remember. And see, in the case of Joshua and the people, they melted. Why? Because they didn't seek out God's plan and his steps. You see, God desires to give us victory just as he desired to give the Israelites victory. God gave victory over Jericho, and the Apostle Paul tells us of God's desire to give victories in our lives today. It says in Romans 8:37, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. We are more than conquerors. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And another one, just in case you don't get it yet, 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, now thanks be to God who always leads us into victory or triumph in Christ alone. See, God knows our hindrances and everything that's in our way. Achan had disobeyed the instruction of God in keeping that which was dedicated to God from the battle of Jericho. He took things, and he was not supposed to. He disobeyed. And I gotta ask you, and in our own lives, and I'm thinking of even myself, when I disobey God, why would I ever expect to receive victory? You know what I'm saying? If I have unconfessed sin and unconfessed issues in my life, and I've disobeyed God over here, how can I expect to go over here and experience victory when I'm still dealing with this in my heart? And I think it speaks to this story today, but it speaks to you and me. Because the Israelites were expecting to go out and claim victory, and yet inside their own camp, inside their own lives, there was this hidden sin. Literally, it was buried. It was hidden. You know, although unknown to Joshua, the rest of the children of Israel, God knew. He knew this hidden sin. And in failing to ask, Joshua did not wait for God's direction. Instead of victory, there was defeat. And it might be misleading this morning in the sermon title, Getting Ready to Fail. Because if we don't avoid these traps of self-assurance and self-confidence, we're going to experience defeat. We're going to fail. So here it is, number three. Having failed, you got to return to God's dependence. Having failed, return to God's dependence. You know, it's okay once in a while to have our own identity. But when it comes to God, our identity should be tied in with Him, right? Everyone suffered in the Israelite camp, not only because of one man's sin, but because of Joshua's self-confidence and self-assurance. He failed to seek God's direction. And Joshua did not know of Achan's sin, and Israel fell to defeat. They fell to defeat. They failed. Even though they didn't know it, they were getting ready to fail, and they did. There can be no triumph when we fail to seek God's direction. Doesn't Scripture say, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things will be given to you and to me? I confess sometimes that I haven't always sought the kingdom first. Maybe you can confess the same thing. I'm not above that. I recognize that in myself, and I hope you do too. That there are times where I get ahead of myself. There are times where I'm 10 steps ahead of God. There are times when I should have brought something to God. It was small then, but now it's a mountain. And I fail to seek first His kingdom. So we must seek God's direction. We must have confidence in it. You know, by seeking God, whereupon God informed Joshua of Achan's sin, then, when he finally sought him out, God revealed this to him. Had he done that before they went to Ai, they could have avoided this entire failure altogether. Only then, only when Joshua sought out God, God revealed to him of Achan's sin, and provided Joshua with the direction of how they were to defeat Ai. And the fourth thing here is we must seek God's direction. He can bring victory from defeat. Kind of like the phoenix, out of the fire, out of the ashes, we rise. We sang that from the song Our God today. Out of the ashes we rise, right? And I don't know where you're at today. Maybe you've been to the valley of the shadow of death. You've been very low. You've been in those low places, and sometimes, maybe you're right now, you're there today. And you've experienced defeat. You've experienced heartache and hurt. And I can't honestly say I understand what you're going through, because maybe I don't know. Maybe someone around you doesn't know either. But I can assure you that God knows. God knows your hurts. God knows your heart. And the defeats that you faced. Look at verse, if you could flip the page to chapter 8 for a second. Night and day. This story is night and day from chapter 7. Because after Joshua seeks out God, first it's a lament, it's a complaint to God. After he does this, and then it's revealed about Achan's sin, and Achan's sin is dealt with. We're not going to delve too far into that story there. I know there's violence, and if you were to recreate this entire story, I'm pretty sure it would get an R rating as a movie. Yeah, it would. Pretty violent. But after the sin is dealt with, after Joshua consults with God and seeks out his direction, then look at chapter 8, Ai can be defeated, and soundly so, right? It's destroyed. Yeah. God's direction helps the Israelites destroy Ai. Armed with God's direction, Joshua knew God's plan. See, I have given into your hands the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. In God's plan, Joshua knew how to proceed then. And it says in verse 2, and you shall do as Ai and its king, do to Ai and its king as you did to Jericho and its king. Follow the instructions, stupid. I'm just trying to get your attention. Basically, God was saying to Joshua, follow the instructions, stupid. Come to me first. Let me help you. And maybe you're not as thick-headed as I am sometimes, but there are times where God just kicks me in the butt. Follow the instructions.
Stay here.
Follow the instructions, Scott. I'm here for you. Why do you wait till the last minute to come to me? Joshua waited to the last minute, only after he experienced defeat. God's plan was there. Then Joshua knew how to proceed. And when we follow God's plan as people of Him, when we follow and seek out His plan and His direction, God can restore our victories. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
When we seek out His directions, God can provide that victory again. He can restore us. He can bring us back to that glory, because it's all about His glory. It's all about His victories. It's not our victories. Give God glory when answered prayers are answered. Give God glory when healing takes place, or when ultimate healing takes place. Because God isn't in those things. He doesn't want us to suffer. He doesn't want us to experience failure. But when we do, seek Him out. He will help you minute by minute, day by day. I know this. I hope you do too. When Israel learned of this victory plan, when they learned of the directions involved, they defeated Ai. And maybe we need to go back to school spiritually. Maybe we need to go back to the feet of Jesus, the rabbi, and we need to say, Lord, I don't know everything. I thought I did, but I don't. Lord, I thought I knew Your word completely, but You're teaching me something new today. Lord, teach me right now. Whatever it might be, I know God has an instruction for you and for me today. God wants to bring us triumph. He wants to bring us victory. And this isn't some prosperity sermon today. Just seek and ask and He'll give it to you. But it is, if we seek Him, if we allow Him into the game plan of our lives, He'll give us direction. He'll give us the steps by which we can find success. I gotta warn you though, our concept of success might not be the same as God's concept of success. Because sometimes we're looking to step up and for people to notice us and to receive glory and riches and all these titles. But yet, that's not what God's success is all about, is it? Because the Israelites were going in their own name when they went up to Ai the first time. They were doing it on their own, and they wanted people to see them. And they even said, well, what are the people going to say now that they saw this defeat? They're going to come at us. They're going to attack us because they see our weakness. You know, sometimes in our weaknesses, He is strong, isn't He?
Amen.
Sometimes we need to be brought down so that we can seek Him. And it's a painful, painful journey. And some of you might be there right now. Some of you have gone through that, and you can say, yeah, I've been there. That's not fun. Repeat after me. You know this phrase. Pride comes before the fall. It does, doesn't it? Here's a great example of it in the scriptures. I promise you, we're going to wrap up right now. Some of you are like, yay! But really, this story is about us. This lesson's about us. I'm not trying to say you all are prideful. That's not what I mean. But sometimes we get ahead of God. We put the cart before the horse, if you will. We plan things out years in advance. We try to go out in our own name. And I got to tell you, our own name isn't enough. Our own strength isn't enough. God looks at the heart. when we follow His plan, when we seek Him out first, His plan and His direction will always bring us to the place where He wants us all along. Although they run frequently against human logic, sometimes God's plan, God's direction, the reason for it, sometimes it runs against common sense as well, we will triumph. However, we must be careful not to lapse into self-confidence and self-assurance and overconfidence. This was the error of Joshua and the people. The plan is always God's plan, not man's plan. Not Joshua's plan, not Scott's plan, not your plan. The plan's always been God's plan. And if we follow any other plan other than His, we might experience momentary victories, momentary times, but we'll ultimately find the defeats as well. So this morning, I want to encourage you as we close, take time to seek Him this week. Ask for His specific direction so you are not getting ready to fail. Amen?
Amen.
Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day. I pray that You would help us to seek out Your kingdom first. Remind us when we have not. Help us to see that these defeats weren't because You weren't there, but because we were so many steps ahead of You. We try to do it ourselves. I pray that You guide us in this story today, the story of our life, that we would seek You out, we would seek Your plan, we would follow it through, we would listen to You, we'd stop talking for a moment and listen to what You're saying to us. Lord, humble us, teach us Your way, prepare us for this week, and Lord, may we walk in step with You each step of the way. Lord, we thank You. In Your name we pray. Amen.